smart meters to me are just something that really needs to be known about and discussed and tested. And from my viewpoint, there's a lot of radiation that I've heard that's emitted from them. Usually it's almost like a cell tower on your house. And I'm just not interested in putting a cell tower on my house. There's a lot of health issues that have been associated with them, and I'm just not interested in getting any of those health problems.
Have you been approached by BG to put one of these in your house? I mean, I know there's just
Pepco.
Okay.
Yes, they approached us and gave us a letter and said that we could, that they were going to be coming into our neighborhood and putting the smart meters on the houses.
What did you tell Pepco?
I told them no.
Okay.
I told them basically I did this. There's an opt-out option that's going on right now, and I followed the directions to do that from the smart meter organization that's on the internet. And I told them that I just didn't want this on my house. And I told my neighbors about it too, because supposedly the radiation just gets transmitted between different houses, from one house to another house to another house. And it's, and as it's getting transmitted, it's the emitting radiation 24/7.
Jamila, what do you think of the topic of discussion today is a fee? So for opting out, they're going to charge you, and I think Pepco, I'm more focused on BGs, but I think Pepco, it's $100 a month and then a monthly fee as well.
Totally ridiculous. These utility companies are not crying for money, and they've got money. They've got billions of dollars. Actually, this program gave them an incentive. The smart meter program paid some astronomical fees for them to put smart meters on people's houses. So they've got a real incentive for putting smart meters on houses. Why do they need to charge little people like us money to take those off or not to have them put on them to begin with?
I suppose legally, because they can.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just feel like there's a cahoots going on between government and smart and utility companies, and it just doesn't seem really, I don't know if that's true or not, so yeah. I can't really say, but it just seems like they're putting astronomical fees on people that don't need to have these.
Just your own background, when did Pepco approach you about putting these things on your house?
It was about a year ago.
And you had heard about smart meters before? Or
just... Yes, I knew about them from other people in other parts of the country, and I'd done some research on them and read about them, and found out that they weren't a good thing at all. There's a lot of information that these companies do not need to have about our usage of equipment. And I think there's just a lot of things that people aren't aware of and being made aware of.
The privacy concerns, you mentioned that. I guess I think you're a little worried about that too.
Yes, definitely. Why do people need to know when I'm home and when I'm not home, when I'm using my machines and when I'm not using my machines? There's no reason to do that I see. Unless it's an alternative motive to get some of this information about people. And I just don't think it's a good thing. And I think that most people are not aware of this. Most people do not know this. And they're not being told the right information. And so it's being covered over in a very big way. And I feel really that people should know about this, that we have a right to know about what's going on. And we have a right not to pay these astronomical fees if we don't want this equipment on our houses.
Okay. Now, Jamila.